Chilliwack Hope NDP candidate Terry Westerby says he will continue to push back against hate. After his federal election signs were defaced with derogatory remarks Sunday night, April 13. The vandalism, which mainly took place in the Chilliwack area, involved derogatory and targeted language against the 2SLGBTQIA+ community and Westerby, who is a transgender man. What stood out to me the most was the flood of supportive messages from the community, and I wasn't surprised by what they said, because I felt it too, Westerby said in a Monday morning, April 14, press release. We weren't sad or mad, we simply have had enough. We took those signs down immediately, because our campaign is about protecting each other, uplifting each other, and showing what real leadership looks like. This campaign is about so much more than an election. It's about standing up for what's right. This is our moment. We're a movement of the people, by the people. One grounded in compassion, solidarity, and bold grassroots change. According to Westerby, he is the only openly trans candidate running in the area. This election has seen a stronger focus on the 2SLGBTQIA+ community through candidates and movements to encourage voting. For example, the Queer Momentum's Drag the Vote campaign was launched to promote political literacy and action in Canada. The nonpartisan movement's goal is to empower people to get informed about local politics and become active in their communities. Federal parties have also been making statements regarding their stance on issues the 2SLGBTQIA+ community faces. On Transgender Day of Visibility, March 31, the NDP released a statement that they would take a stand against hate and bigotry. And on April 10, party spokesperson Anne McGrath told Black Press Media via email that the NDP are committed to providing permanent, stable federal funding for grassroots 2SLGBTQI+ organizations, including those without charitable status. She also said that the party will continue to fight for a Canada where everyone can live in safety, dignity, and pride. Similarly, on April 9 in Calgary, Liberal leader Mark Carney was asked if his government would protect access to gender-affirming care under the Canada Health Act. Carney said he will defend the rights of all Canadians and described Canada as a mosaic. Black Press received 5 pictures of defaced signs that were unable to be published due to the derogatory nature of the graffiti. The people vandalizing signs? They're clinging to fear because they know their time is running out, Westerby said. They see what we're building here, an inclusive, fair, and thriving Chilliwack Hope, and they're scared their time to finally face justice is coming. We are not here to be quiet. We are here to build. And we are building something unstoppable. One of Liberal candidate Zeeshan Khan's signs was also tampered with Monday night, April 14, in the Chilliwack area. Westerby said the RCMP have reached out to him about the signs. The Chilliwack RCMP responded to a report on April 13 of similar circumstances, said Corporal Carmen Keener, spokesperson for the Upper Fraser Valley Detachment. We take any incident of vandalism to election signs seriously and ensure an investigation is completed. At this time, the investigation remains ongoing and we won't be commenting further on the matter. The police file number is 2025-14137. The public is asked to notify their local police of any mischief towards or theft of election signs. With files from Jacqueline Gelineau and Anna Burns.